In Africa, women do the bulk of the planting, harvesting, selling, and other work in agriculture. Yet, on average, only 1 in 5 agricultural researchers in Africa are women. In Ethiopia and Malawi, it is only 1 in 10. The Consultative Group on International Agricultural Research, or CIGIAR, in Nairobi, Kenya, wants to change that. It has launched a 4-year, $13 million fellowship program that aims to help 360 women scientists in several African countries to overcome obstacles in their careers. Helga Reke is senior advisor of CIGIAR's Women in Science program.
Between 60 and 80% of women actually do the work in agriculture. They do the farming, and yet their voices are not necessarily being heard.
Reke says women tend to attract money for research in areas necessary for development, areas not often popular among men: food production, urban vegetable production, and the use of indigenous vegetables. She explains that the fellowship program has 3 core components: mentoring by senior scientists, leadership training, and participation in research internships and scientific conferences. This is good news for Mabel Imbuga, Deputy Vice Chancellor of Academic Affairs at Jomo Kenyatta University of Agriculture and Technology. She says she remembers a time when it was rare, even unacceptable, to see women in science classes and laboratories.
A woman's place is in the kitchen to begin with. A woman has certain chores that they should do, and what the way your parents also bring you up. So if your parents bring you up in a certain way, then you tend to fall more. For example, you go in for home science, you go in for teaching, you go in for those less challenging jobs.
Imbuga mentors women researchers in the pilot projects that form the base of the fellowship program. Food scientist Charity Mutegi is one such researcher.
I got an opportunity to go to India and spend some time in the lab learning the ELISA technique, which is what we usually use for aflatoxin testing. And since I plan to build my career in that area, that was an opportunity for me in a lifetime.
Mutegi's mentor is Richard Jones, an assistant director in the International Crops Research Institute for the Semi-Arid Tropics in Nairobi.
I think female students need more continuous encouragement because I think they do suffer from setbacks, whereas probably that's not the case with the male students.
Organizers of the fellowship program say that with more networking opportunities, confidence, and skills development, African women researchers will continue to grow in numbers and impact. Kathy Maitini for VOA News, Nairobi.